Conciliums with Pete and Charlie.
I'm Pete.
I'm Charlie.
The unity of knowledge.
That and a whole bunch of caffeine is what's going to get us through this.
So, Pete, you have directed us toward this thing. I don't even want to call it an article. It's just this horrible
factoid. Well, everybody's reporting
factoid.
Well, it's not a factoid. It is the result of a very lengthy report.
Right now, it's just a factoid to me because I just looked it up on the internet and found a person with a Twitter account has written something on the Time magazine newsfeed. So as far as I'm concerned, it's just a factoid. I hear you. I have your hearsay that it is.
My hearsay.
You just walked in here and told me this. I still kind of
today, Pete's hearsay.
I kind of don't believe it still.
I got my hearsay caught in the door on the way in here.
That's got to suck.
Man, does that stink.
How did you get the beans above the Franks?
Always with the dirty jokes.
I am.
That'll keep us awake, though.
A little shocked by this.
Well,
I don't have any. I don't have the citation. I don't have. This is a report on a survey. There's nothing. Okay, so let me just read this headline. 1 in 4 Americans apparently unaware the Earth orbits the sun. With the subtitle, they must have been sick the day this was taught in school. So let's start.
I don't think you learned that just from some day.
Well,
in
let's
second
start
grade.
With, you know, this is a snarky sort of, did you hear how stupid people are kind of a news item. So we'll just have to go with that. Meaning there's not a lot of context or exploration here. There's just, oh my God, Becky, did you see her butt? That's what this news item is.
That's what you come up with.
Does the Earth go around the sun or does the sun go around the Earth? When asked that question, 1 in 4 Americans surveyed answered incorrectly. In other words, 1/4 of Americans do not understand one of the most fundamental principles of basic science. So, now, that's interesting. Is that a fundamental principle of basic science, or is that just a thing that we have discovered is true, that the sun goes around the Earth?
Yeah, I'm not sure that's a fundamental principle. But the principles of gravity and momentum, you know, that produce the laws of planetary motion are fundamental.
Yeah.
And in general—
Yeah, but let's set that aside.
Yeah,
let's
small things go around big things.
Right. That's a real thing. But also— let's just set aside the truth of the matter and for a moment talk about how this is a really snarky, bitchy article. The more I look at it, in other words, 1/4 of Americans do not understand one of the most fundamental principles of basic science. I don't know. I think one of the most fundamental principles of basic science is to observe and draw conclusions from your observations. Yes?
Yes. The mistake that most people make is that they think science is a body of knowledge. We often associate the body of knowledge produced by the application of the scientific principle with science, and that's okay. But what science really is a method. It's an approach.
You sound like a professor, Pete. You should do this for a living.
They should give me Neil deGrasse Tyson's job, frankly, because I will say this. I'm shocked and appalled that now Neil deGrasse Tyson is going to collaborate with Seth MacFarlane. And not for the reason that most people are upset. Most people are like, Seth MacFarlane, you know, what is he going to do? Do the TED voice in his science show? You know, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
He will undoubtedly
well,
do
Seth,
other voices.
What's the phenomenon of relevance here? The hookers. You know, I mean, TED, by the way, which is a fine piece of cinematography.
A piece of film.
It's a good film.
So, yeah, there's a popular Facebook.
Uh-oh, he's going to the Facebook now.
No, I'm not going there. But there's a popular Facebook page called "I F***ing Love Science." That is the actual name of it.
And well, good. That actually reflects some of the attitudes from this study, much of which was taken in 2012.
Hang on. Let me finish.
All right.
The name of it is "I F***ing Love Science," and it is all about the body of knowledge. It's all about.
Okay.
Look how cool this is. Look how amazing this is. You know, here's a picture of the, I'm going to make something up, the Crab Nebula through.
Yeah, something cool. The space shuttle.
Right.
Something taken on the Hubble telescope.
Hey, we found out that butterflies, their eyes are multifaceted. Or, you know, like all these, it's wonderment and amazement at the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so much, it's not, I love pipetting. You know?
Well, who doesn't, actually? Especially now that they have these great little automatic pipettes. I remember the good old days when you put your mouth on this thing with a class one carcinogen on the other end of the glass tube, and you're like, I don't know about this.
Well, it's like siphoning gas, right? You just got to
yes, exactly. You gotta bite the bullet and say,
plier right
how bad
there?
Can it taste?
That
it
pair
tastes
of
like cough medicine.
Right on the tube. Okay. But, yeah, the it's a lovely Facebook page in the sense that this person is enthusiastic and driven. And
but before we continue,
yay! You know about yeah. the end results of the scientific method. But that's the conflation of science with the body of knowledge produced by science.
The scientific method.
That page ought to be called "I f-ing love the world."
Yeah, okay, I can live with that.
I mean that yeah,
absolutely
oh,
right.
Okay.
But I can live with that. I can live with the, sure. the poetic license that they take. And hopefully they associate the two and say, look at these great discoveries we made. So maybe science is okay. And in the United States, we are putting less and less on a relative scale into science and scientific research than we did in the past. It's kind of scary. So it contradicts what came out of a study done by a number of people, including the folks from Michigan State University who took this data in 2012, called Science and Engineering Indicators 2014.
When you say this data, you mean the data that's being referred
yeah,
to in the
right.
1 in 4 Americans.
They asked them a lot of different
Earth
questions, and I'm actually trying – it's buried somewhere on page 22 of section 7 of the full National Science Foundation report. So I am just not making this crap up.
Okay. Let's contextualize. Let's cite. Here mm-hmm. we go. You ready? newsfeed.time.com/2014/02/16/1-in-4-americans-thinks-sun-orbits-earth.
Well, that's just a
Earth.
Search.
No, that's not a search.
Right, but that's what that string looks like.
But that's the permalink. That is the web address. Mm-hmm. Of this science. 1 in 4 Americans apparently unaware the Earth orbits the sun by Samantha Grossman at Sam_Grossman, February 16th, 2014. 659 comments.
Oh, now that'll be interesting. Did they mention the researchers at Michigan State University who took this data?
The survey conducted by the National Science Foundation included more than 2,200 participants in the U.S. AFP reports. What's AFP?
My source comes from Tom Oswald of Media Communications at Michigan State University, who sent me a link to the full report. And actually, so here's something you could share with our listeners. If they want to look at the full report, and all it's like, I don't know, 9 sections, the National Science Foundation resides at www.nsf.gov. If you then at the end of that put /statistics/SEIND14, that will take you to this report. And the data that you're looking at comes from chapter 7 of the report, the section on public perceptions and knowledge. The perceptions are good, actually. They like science. Overall, that's a good indicator.
So
but
the
apparently they know diddly squat.
How people feel about it?
They like science. They think science is a good thing, that we should fund more science, that science helps us in our everyday lives. I'm paraphrasing, of course, but that's basically what they're saying.
Okay.
So that's good. It's not good to be hated as a scientist.
Right. We can't add to this survey. We don't have any extra data about how people feel about science or anything. So really, we've got to stick with your original question.
Well, I just think it's shocking that 1 in 4 people.
Yeah. How does that make you feel? That was your question. How does that make you feel that 1 in 4 Americans, you know, from a survey of 2,200 people.
Frightened beyond all capacity for rational thought.
Now, stop that.
Why not?
You have no idea why.
I'm shocked and appalled.
You have no idea why they don't think the Earth revolves around the sun. You don't know why. You just know that they answered the sun goes around the Earth to this question. That's what they answered. That's all you know.
So are you trying to say that statistics based on self-reporting are unreliable? This is self-reported. People were asked.
You know what? That's an excellent
They didn't
excellent
give him
point.
Sodium pentothal and say, talk! Which one goes around which?
I mean, what do you think the odds are that someone would say, I'm going to mess with this pollster?
Well, that occurs, right? So mm-hmm. self-reported data always has a little bit of extra uncertainty in it. So if you were to say 1%, of people were like, man, I'm gonna jerk this guy around. I'd believe 1%. I believe 2%. 25%, no. That is not just the additional fluctuations due to self-reported.
But my point is not, were they telling the truth? My point is, you don't know why they said that.
I don't know why.
But when I speculate why they believe, if we take them at their word,
I want to end my life by my own hands, because I realize as an educator we have failed society on a biblical level.
You know? So you're going to take the angry path on this one?
No, I'm not angry. I'm sad.
I feel like
I'm
might
have
to balance this out and be empathetic and maybe even.
Wait, you're being nice? What's wrong? Am I dying? Do I have a terminal disease? What do you know that I don't know?
So there's a couple reasons I can think of right away that people might not think.
Hit it. I'd like
Earth,
to hear those.
Goes around the sun. There is, in general, a religious fundamentalism that puts us at the center of everything. Yeah?
So had this been 1598... I'd back you up on that.
Is 1598 when they started beating the crap out of Galileo?
No, I don't know. I just picked a random date.
So some people who have no interest in anything beyond, say, their daily life.
Okay.
Right? Who are just like, I'm here, I'm me, I live in this life. They might think that the sun goes around the earth. They may feel that they are standing on a firmament.
The firmament with the heavenly bodies circling.
That the foundation of the world is rock solid and does not move. The earth does not move. So, and then we see the sun go around the earth, right?
So where do we draw the line on that one?
So
and we're guilty of this too, because if you ask me about the works of Proust, I cannot speak intelligently on this, and I'm sure there are scholars in your side of the
I bet
world
you very few people can.
But I mean, so here's the deal.
Definitely less than 1 in 4 people could speak about Proust.
What is the basic metric of scientific literacy and humanities literacy?
Oof.
Right? So I might be guilty of not having the appropriate humanities literacy. I mean,
we'll get there. Hold on.
Okay.
Hang tight.
Right. So there's things that, okay, that's not my field. I was unaware of that. Isn't that fascinating? And then there are things like, what are you, a dumbass? I mean.
Let me posit the question to you.
Uh-oh, he's positing questions out. Run for the hills.
What does it matter if I don't know that the earth goes around the sun, not the sun goes around the earth?
All right, I'm thinking about that one.
Sincerely, right? Because, okay, so there could be ignorance. There could be insistence on outdated thought.
I can't believe any religion believes that now. I cannot believe any. I defy you to show. I'm looking it up now. I just
you're not going to find anything. Then there's
this is the internet, man. You can find anything.
There's pranksterism, right?
Yeah. So I'll give you a couple percent on pranksterism.
There's a belief.
Is that a word, or did you just make that up?
Shenanigans. There's belief that there is a world behind the world, right?
Well, I believe that too, and I believe it's all corrupt politicians.
Sure, right? I mean, but I have to imagine that there's some people who think kind of like this. You know, they say the earth moves, and you know,
but it's really a conspiracy.
You know, they lie, man. So,
okay, I'm going to remove shenanigans and stoners from this data, and it's an alarming fact.
It's important to me for you not to just call it fear. Because I don't think that it's just fear. And in fact,
I'm talking about my fear. I'm fearful for the fact
that you couldn't believe that 25% of people were so afraid of something.
No, I believe the guy's data. I'm just shocked and appalled. I mean, I want the amazing Randy to come in here and like smack somebody with one of Kreskin's spoons.
Well, now you've had enough time, Pete. What does it matter?
Well, I'll tell you why it matters. It matters because if you're that woefully ignorant of the nature of the physical world, you have no ability to understand and interpret what's happening on another level, whether it's global warming or other environmental issues or other scientific issues. You don't understand tides. Right? Think about it. Tides are caused by the gravitational pull of the moon on the oceans of the world.
Right.
And very interesting, we were talking about this last night.
Stop there.
What?
What if the Earth was still and the moon went around the Earth? Would it not still do the same thing that the tides do?
Well, the moon does go around the Earth.
If the Earth stood still, I'm saying. If the Earth was was motionless, if the Earth was what we kind of feel like it is, and the moon went around it, would the tides be different than if the Earth was going around the sun?
Oh,
I'm being willfully, you know, difficult here. Because I feel sort of the same as you do. But I also wonder, what does it matter to someone who, God, I don't know. If you were a farmer, right?
Right.
And I pick farmer not because of any connotations of education, but I pick farmer because mostly what I hear about farming is that you got to be there every day. You don't take a lot of vacations.
Yeah, you can't phone it in.
Right. You don't take a lot of vacations. You don't let it go and then pursue other things. There's probably not a lot of farmers who also play the saxophone with a band that tours on occasion, or you know, like you're.
Although that would be cool.
That is kind of super cool. You're sort of focused on the immediacy of your farm. Yeah.
Right.
What does it matter to them if the sun goes around the Earth or the Earth goes around the sun?
Right, as long as they understand the patterns of the seasons and things like
that. They see what happens when the, call it, when the sun goes around the Earth. They see what happens. They know that the seasons change.
But they have an understanding of the tilt of the Earth
they
relative to the
seasons.
They could
even apply the scientific method to the data that's available to them.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So what does it matter? This is the feeling, what you're having right now, this is the feeling when someone says, why do I have to read Moby Dick? Why do I have to read the great books?
Why do I need to understand Proust?
What does it matter that I, you know, I...
Right, but you better have an answer for that. So, for example, if someone says, well, why do we have to have music programs in the schools?
Right.
Many years ago, Wynton Marcellus gave a great talk to the...
Pete, I'm calling bullshit on you right now. Not only have you told this Wynton Marcellus story before, but you're avoiding the question. What does it matter?
I think it matters because at some point there will be some other scientific issue that you need to be sufficiently educated on to vote intelligently in an upcoming election. And if you don't understand this, that lack of understanding will hamper your ability to understand a more
this is a fact.
Timely topic.
This is a question on a quiz. Which way does it go? Earth around the sun, sun around the Earth. And you're like, sun around the Earth. Wrong. What does that matter? Seriously, come on.
Yeah, it's the bigger principle.
You are trying to describe
mass and
color
angular momentum
to an 11-year-old and failing miserably.
But right, and I failed miserably once when we took the flame challenge out of
flame
the University of Syracuse.
Third grader?
State University of New York at Syracuse. Or maybe it was a sixth grader or fourth grader. It doesn't really matter. This is something Alan Alda is involved in.
Yeah,
it's very hard to explain that. But the point is, if you understood the principle, you'd realize that it's physically impossible for the sun to move around the Earth because the gravity of the sun is so large that if you actually sort of fix the Earth.
Yeah, yeah. Pete,
and tried to get it. Really, it wouldn't
I
be that way.
Everything
and in
saying,
fact, the Earth
but
and Jupiter
matters.
Wiggles the sun a little
what,
bit too,
what
but so
it,
little
it
that it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It you're killing me here.
But seriously, it doesn't matter.
You're right. This one fact.
What part about the sun going around the Earth affected your drive today?
Okay, but what bothers me actually. It's the reason I got up this morning.
but that would be... It's like that Wittgenstein joke from the Derek Jarman film, and also I believe Wittgenstein's writings, but...
Excuse me?
What would it look like...
You're right. This one
if
fact...
the Earth was still and the sun went around it. What would it look like?
Actually, we wouldn't really understand it because we don't realize that everything moves relative to everything else. So... It just wouldn't happen. And you're right. From our perspective, it looks as though the sun goes around.
I find myself completely infuriated now that
I'll infuriate
do
you.
Not
I'm ready to throw down
hang,
and kick
hang
your
hang
ass.
Tight. In other words, a quarter of Americans do not understand one of the most fundamental principles of basic science. You know,
yeah, that is an incorrect statement.
Samantha
this is not
Grossman,
a principle.
I'm calling you out. You are full of shit. That is,
but she's
that
a blogger.
Is actually, but that, no, she's not. She works her time. This is... Oh. The exact wrong statement, right? The fundamental principle of basic science is observe the data and draw conclusions, have a hypothesis and test it. And I swear, if I go outside right now and test the hypothesis that the sun goes around the earth, I got nothing except
the
well,
only data collection you have is looking up in the sky, you can make a
I
case
feel
for
like
it.
I'm not moving at all, right? Yeah. That's what I would have. It's not a fundamental principle
of science.
All right,
but let's not pick on Samantha in her writing.
No, screw her, all right?
Charlie's bit. Welcome to Bitter and Angry with Charlie Bennett.
It's ridiculous to cop this kind of attitude about basic ignorance, using ignorance on your own. That sentence is unnecessary, and it's written poorly.
But it's a good story. It gets people riled up like me. I'm riled up.
People I'm riled up. Because
it's good copy. That's what Samantha
it's
does.
It's shitty copy.
She's a journalist.
It's terrible.
It is incorrect.
It's not burying the lead. It's fucking the story.
Isn't that an adult film you starred in college when you needed the money?
I was a younger man then.
Starring Ron Jeremy.
Okay, so... And the fact that only, I'm reading this again, and the fact that only 74% of participants knew that the Earth revolved around the sun is perhaps less alarming than the fact that only 48% knew that humans evolved from earlier species of animals.
Now, that's something that is more affected by religion.
Yeah. But also, you know, your sense of self.
But some people just simply don't believe that.
Right. I mean, it's hard to believe that sometimes, don't you think?
It's hard to believe a lot of things. Sometimes I find it difficult to believe in quantum mechanics.
There
some
you
days.
Go, right? Yeah.
That's okay. We can have our doubts. We're human.
Some people are not built to just absorb these
I find it difficult to believe we evolved from, you know, the great apes because we've gone such a small distance beyond them. I mean, many people think humans should be insulted at that suggestion. I think gorillas and chimps should be insulted by that because we're messed up, man. We are really. I think gorillas in some ways are a more mature species than we are. Just depends how you judge them.
Mature? What's your definition of mature?
Well, because I think they're less violent toward each other. I think they're a little more nurturing toward each other. And we judge them by saying, well, look, they fling their own poo. That's bad. What's wrong with that, really?
I've never actually seen
at a cocktail party,
throw their own poo.
That would be bad. I've actually seen it at the zoo.
Oh, you have seen it? Okay.
But let's think about it. Look at the behavior of Congress. Are they really that much better? Frankly, I would rather have them fling their own poo. At least it's a direct commentary on what you think of that guy's bill, rather than going behind his back and committing subterfuge, which is what they do.
Committing subterfuge? Is that a committable offense?
I'll allow it.
Okay. So you're shocked at the results of the survey?
No, I'm not shocked at the results of the
survey.
I'm just disturbed. Frankly, I'm not surprised.
You're not surprised? I'm surprised.
We're doing a bad job. I guess I'm a little surprised at that one. The evolution one, I can understand because
as irritated as I am about this. This stupid error, mm-hmm. right? This grammatical and semantic.
It's just wrong.
Yeah,
it's really
error.
Semantic. Yeah.
One of the most fundamental principles of basic science. It's like, you know, that's a world.
I'm going to start doing that, though. I'm just going to invoke the fundamental principle. Charlie Bennett is a wiener. One of the fundamental principles of basic science. You were unaware of this? What, are you ignorant? Were you raised in a barn?
I am irritated by that, but if I just go to the link for the report, you know, the report from the AFP, which is actually, I guess, a French something, Americans are enthusiastic about the promise of science but lack basic knowledge of it, with one in four unaware.
See, so did I not say that was
you
one
did.
Of our conclusions?
Yeah, yeah.
We're very enthusiastic.
One in four unaware that the Earth revolves around the sun. 9 questions about physical and biological science. That's interesting. Again,
I have not found those in the report yet. I'm still looking.
This is more of what you were just saying, the conflation of the body of knowledge with the practice.
Right.
That's actually really interesting now that I keep thinking about that.
But there are good tests to see if you understand the practice. There's a test of scientific literacy that was actually co-developed at Emory University and some of our researchers in biology here at Georgia Tech. We did a show on that on Inside the Black Box on WRAK Atlanta. And
Wednesdays at noon?
Yeah, 91.1 FM.
Nice, WRAK.org.
But that's a different question. And that is a much more accurate description of what's going on. Stop kicking me under the
desk. I apologize. So do you feel like what is to be done?
Well, I am not
about
objective.
The sun revolving
I am
the
not
earth.
Objective because this is my...
Is revolve the right word?
Yeah, I think so.
Is it?
Yeah.
The sun doesn't revolve around the earth. The sun revolves on an axis, yes?
Well, everything does. Everything's sort of spinning.
Do I revolve on an axis?
Indeed you do. In fact,
I don't
you're
think
just
that's
revolving
true.
Very slowly.
I think I'm on a surface.
And you do tilt.
Revolving.
You know,
but myself,
in a cycle that goes 365 days. So you have a winter.
What
and a
X,
fall.
Y, Z are we talking about here that I wrote? See, I, you know what? I like words and I like precision. A lot of times on the podcast, I just go blah, 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 and words just fall out of my mouth that,
yeah.
that don't mean exactly what I want them to mean at the time. But when you're writing, you should use the words that mean what you're trying to say.
And frankly, the intricacies of, you know, spatial orbits can't really be described with words. They need to be described with math. I mean, Newton pointed that out to us. So
I'm
you see
not,
this.
Not a fan of the math. I don't care for it, the math.
Well, so here's the thing. So if we take like math and science and we say, look, what is it that you don't necessarily have to be familiar with, but what are the very basic things that you should be? This one fact by itself is not alarming, but it is possibly a proxy for our general ignorance of science.
Ah.
So I'm not objective when it
comes
to science.
That's a real humanities moment for you, man.
Because I used proxy.
Yeah, because you go metaphorical.
It's
you're
a
talking
good
about
word.
Generalizing. Yeah.
Well, when you're too lazy to take data and surveys, you sometimes find a question that serves as a proxy for what you're trying to figure out. Like you want to find out, is Charlie Bennett a wiener? And that question is not actually administered on any standardized test to our Georgia Tech undergraduates. But something like, you know, are the people in the library weirdos? That might be a proxy. And
oof.
You might conclude that Charlie, part of a larger group, is in fact a wiener.
Is this some kind of syllogism? This is the...
No.
Some people at the library are weirdos. Charlie is at
it's
the library. Charlie
all
is
people are weird at the library.
That's a logical fallacy, is it not?
It is. But so here's my question. Let's pick something that I might be more objective about. What are these minimum requirements in humanities? What would this test look like in humanities? What would the shocking data look like?
Huh.
If I didn't know that Leaves of Grass was written by Whitman? Is that Walt Whitman?
Walt Whitman didn't write Leaves of Grass.
Who wrote Leaves of Grass?
I said he did. Walt
oh, okay.
Whitman didn't
right,
write.
So I know a few basic things. I know that a haiku has a certain, 575 pattern, and it should be about nature.
Let's remember that haikus were originally written in a language other than English, and the syllable count was not really a big deal.
Well, let's recite Pete's favorite haiku. Oh, I hate haiku. I hate haiku.
That was beautiful.
That was actually done by a friend of mine, Joe Fodor. It's a fine... Here's no,
the,
I don't hate haiku.
So the
I
thing
think
about
it's a fine
humanities, when we
form.
Talked about it, the definition of the humanities, there are many more fields than literature in humanity.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So a basic nine questions.
Yeah. Nine questions can't even capture your literacy about science and
you'd
technology.
Yeah. But you'd start, you get into things like, you'd have to say, you know, the contents of one's minds are knowable by others, you know? You'd be doing stuff like...
What do you mean the contents of one's mind is knowable by others? Oh, yeah, that it is. It is possible to know the contents of your mind, but it may be tricky pulling it out of you. I may have to pump a couple of...
Give me a ball peen hammer and a Phillips head screwdriver?
No, I'm thinking a couple glasses of Chablis.
That too.
What do you really think about this? Here's a Pinot Noir.
Okay, so that'll be one of the questions. True or false? Beer is proof that God exists and loves us.
I have heard that phrase before.
It's a made-up quote from Benjamin Franklin. I don't know how you would begin to do any sort of basic humanities literacy as a nine-question survey. You could test someone's familiarity with... that's how you would do it. You would get nine fields... And you would say, you know, what is anthropology the study of? What is sociology, the study of, right? Things like that. That would be literacy in the humanities in the sense that what are the things we can study?
What is anthropology the study of?
Anthros. Consilience with Pete and Charlie is a podcast about the intersection of science and the humanities.
What happened to the unity of knowledge, dude?
That's at the beginning. This is at the end.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for listening to Consilience with Pete and Charlie. You can find us on Facebook. You can like our page, share our episode announcements. Follow us on Twitter. You can find us on Tumblr, too. Pete and Charlie, we're all over the internet.
And what does the Georgia Institute of Technology and WRIK Atlanta think of the content of Consilience?
Hopefully, they'll never find out.